This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, and we're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Kathy, did you have something that you wanted to share with the class today?
I do, Vince. A couple things. I wanted to report back. I was talking about saving and preserving your produce for as long as you can. So I picked the last of my raspberries probably toward the end of October. And so I took a glass pint jar, a wide mouth. I put a paper towel in there. I folded it up so that it absorbed the moisture. Now, these had a little more moisture just because we had rain and it was getting to where there was more dew on the plant. So I think typically if it would be a hot summer day, they probably would have done better. So I put the raspberries in the jar with the paper towel, and I put the lid on with a ring. And I used the last of it yesterday, and they were fine. So that was about 2.5-3 weeks that they lasted. And now these were mine, so I can't say for sure if they would be, if you're store-bought ones, but these were mine that I picked. So at least I know that that worked for mine. So that was one of the experiments that I just wanted to report back on. The other thing I did want to talk about a little bit, Vince, I want to go back to the produce, but for now, one thing I did when I went to the store last week was I bought 3 turkeys. Now, I really had to be creative to get it into my freezer. One, I let it thaw in the refrigerator for like 4 or 5 days. That one I bought, they had them 49 cents a pound at our store. So I bought one, and that one I roasted yesterday, and I didn't do anything but put celery in there. I didn't put any salt or onions or anything because that one I was thinking about I needed to buy some meat for the dog because I make her meals. And so I roasted almost a 17-pound turkey yesterday, let it cool a little bit. I mean, enough to handle. I find it's easier to take the meat off the bone while it's still warm. So I let it cool just enough so where it was warm but not too hot to the touch. So it only took me maybe 45 minutes to take all the meat off the bone and chop it up. And so I measured it. With that, it was almost a 17-pound turkey. I got 12 cups of cooked turkey. Now, that was, I pushed them down in the containers quite a bit because I'm trying to get as much as I can in the freezer. There was probably a little more than that because my containers were 2 cups, but I filled them up pretty a little bit higher probably than I should have, and I really pushed it down just so I could save some space. So I probably got more like 13 or 14 cups, but that to me is 50 cents a pound, and it's much cheaper and better for her than, you know, the dog kibble. But the other two, what I do, I've been making turkeys, I think, since I was probably 16, but what we're doing now is because when the family comes and you have the turkey in the oven, you get it out, you got to let it rest, you got to cut it. So what I'm doing now is I'm doing them the day before. And I roast them I let them cool a little bit, and my husband, he'll slice them for me. And all the pieces that are the ones that you can slice, I put them in a baking dish. And then the next day, all I have to do is reheat it on low. And that work is all done. But I bought another, the third one that I bought was a honeysuckle white, because most of my family, my children, they like the white meat. And so it seems like I never have enough. So I do the honeysuckle white turkey breast, and I do that when I'm baking the other one. We do them together. And that way I have enough to send home with my children, because they always say, oh, Mom, can I have, you know, a few pieces to take home for the next day or make sandwiches? So, but they were all on sale. So that was just the thought, that if you can get to the store. And I looked at the tag, Vince, and it said on the turkey, it said it was good till 2025. So if you have room in your freezer, I mean, you could make it anytime. I mean, you could make it in, you know, February or March or April or whenever. And if you have room for that kind of a price, then the one store had a limit, but the other one did not. And so this week here in this time of year is really a good time to, if you can stock up, they want to get people in the store. Our one store, we have sweet potatoes for 25 cents a pound. So I bought 10 pounds. I store them in the garage. I put newspaper. I use a cardboard box. I make sure they get enough air. It's cool out there. Now, if it's hot, I wouldn't do it, but it's cool out there right now. And they'll keep for a long time. So, you know, normally on sale now, they're 99 cents a pound. So normally they're even more than that. So for 25 cents a pound, you know, I'm going to stock up on that, because you can make a lot of things with sweet potatoes if you like them. And their potatoes were on sale, too. A lot of potatoes are going to go on sale this week. I don't know about next week. Sometimes I found that the week of Thanksgiving, they don't. I think they figure they'll get you in the store the week before, and then it just depends. I've had it go both ways. So as long as you can store them, as long as you keep them cool and keep them away from onions, potatoes, they'll do good. I keep mine in the garage, and I try to take like a real lightweight cloth, not something heavy, but just something where it keeps like enough light off. I found that potatoes will last a little longer, but you got to make sure that they have the air circulation too, and then check them, Vince. That's the other thing. Like when you're going in, like kind of roll them around a little bit, and if you see any bad spots or any of them starting to sprout, you know, take those out and either use them or discard them. But I did want to mention that for people, because right now, like, butter is on sale, canned vegetables are on sale. So if you're on a tight budget, you know, maybe go and grab them this week and next week, because I don't know if they're going to be this good of a price after the holidays. I know before Christmas you'll get kind of the same thing. You might get butter and things like that, but flour and sugar, I haven't seen those go on sale. So those are pretty high right now. You know, Vince, I wanted to mention this before, and I always forget, so I just want to sneak this one in here. A couple things I thought about that you should have on hand at the house. One is a sitz bath, and they make them where they sit right on the toilet. But if you have somebody that's had surgery, like an episiotomy, or even like somebody that's had hemorrhoids or anything like that, they tell you, oh, you know, do a sitz bath. Well, you know, it's really hard. It's not real easy. You could do it in a bathtub, but I just can't imagine. It would be much easier. And I priced them, and they were like $11 to $15. And they're real lightweight. They fit right over the toilet. And then make sure you have Epsom salt, because that's what you use when you do a sitz bath. But it's very healing. And I would think, like, anybody elderly that would really struggle to get in, or like a child, is much easier, you know, if you can just use it over your toilet. But it's just something I thought of. I thought, well, you just never know when something like that would happen. The other thing, Vince, is a dehydrator. And I say that, I know I talked about it before, but with the price of produce is really high, and it's really not that good. I've hit and miss on produce lately, so I don't know if it's just transportation issues. I don't know what the deal is, but I don't know why the quality, maybe it's just hard to get it into the stores, or maybe because we've had droughts and we've had rain, you know, things are not as the good quality, but I would say a dehydrator, because you can even do meat in it. I mean, you can do so much with a dehydrator. You can do, you know, bread, you can make croutons, you can do fruit, you can do vegetables. Meat, you know, I mean, herbs, there's so much you can do. So I would say that. And the other thing, Vince, is a mortar and pestle. It's so handy. I probably use mine once or twice a week. You just never know when you have to break things up or crush things. It's so much easier with a mortar and pestle. So I wanted to kind of sneak those in that I don't know if you have anything that you've been thinking of lately either, Vince, but those were three things I thought, you know, I should probably mention this one on the air.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Mortar and pestle is great. We have one. I've had it probably for 50 years. You know, when I was growing up, I was interested in chemistry. And so it's a porcelain bowl, and it worked. It's all porcelain. And it works really, really well. And you can sterilize and use it for food. Kathy, we were talking about salt before. So do you have a concern about making sure your family has enough salt? Is that something that you would pursue getting? That's something that I did. I wanted to make sure that we had enough salt, because if you think about it, class, if you've watched that assignment, Jericho, the television series, if you watch that, there was a town that had a salt mine, and they could trade salt for pretty much anything that they needed because salt was so valuable. Cattle need it, horses need it, people need it. I don't believe there's life without salt. We absolutely, positively have to have it. And it's nice to alter the flavor of food, but it's necessary for life, at least human life and large animal life. So is that something that you've decided that you want to make sure you have enough of?
Absolutely. I've felt this way for quite a while. That's why I bought the, I think it was a 25-pound bag of the salt from Gordon's. Plus, I have numerous of the 4-pound bags. I have the Redmond's. I have Himalayan. I kind of have salt tucked away all over. And it's just such a funny story. When I was a young woman, my mother-in-law and I were talking once, and she told me numerous times, you know, she would be cooking, and she was a great cook. And she would say, you know, we couldn't get salt. We just couldn't get it. And, you know, I never thought to ask her, was it you couldn't afford it, or was it a supply thing, or was it just that the vendors didn't carry it? I mean, she never said why, and she says prices were really hard to get too. But, you know, for you, Vince, you need it for your animals too, and that's a big thing. So, I think everybody should just, when you see it, you know, grab it and just, it doesn't go bad. Just don't store it where you can get moisture, you know, but it doesn't go bad.
We buy salt literally by the ton, 2,000 pounds. So for the animals, it's brown salt with trace minerals, 50-pound blocks, 40 blocks per pallet, and it's shrink-wrapped. And we buy it, and the sellers are delighted because they don't have to sell it by the block. They can sell a whole pallet, actually buy two at a time. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. We absolutely positively have to have it for the cows.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, class, I know what happens when you add extra yeast to the bread recipe. I know what happens. especially when you add a little extra water and extra yeast. So, Kathy, I bought some yeast from Sam's Club, and normally it comes in these small packages, and they are, when I say small, a brick. And mm-hmm. It's like a brick of coffee. It's like a solid brick normally. But this bag I just opened up didn't have the vacuum. I thought, you know what? This might not be as effective. So I added a little extra yeast. I wanted to see if it would work. That worked. And it overflowed the bread machine. Oh. So it's like putting a box of detergent in the washing machine. That's what happened. So I don't recommend that y'all do that. You know, if you're going to make bread, yeah, stay with the amount of yeast that's recommended by the recipe. So I'm going to be cleaning the lid of the bread maker. And it was gooey, and it tastes okay, but it really rose like 1.5x. So, have you ever done that, Kathy, just to see what would happen?
Yes, I did. And sometimes, Vince, I've had the recipes call for it. When I used to have the one with the dome clear back, that I got from the DAT catalog, that one, it would go up quite a bit, but I was really a novice. I really didn't understand the recipes like I do now. But yeah, I cleaned them. And if you don't get it while it's moist, oh my gosh, it's so hard once it's baked on there.
Yeah, that's what I just spent the commercial break doing, cleaning the the dough off the lid. Kathy, we we use a lot of hand soap, liquid hand soap here at the farm in the kitchen. We come in from the mechanic shop and wash our hands. You know, I handle the dog bowls and dog food, and we wash our hands a lot. And so we had these standard-sized pump bottles, maybe 12 ounces, something like that. And we'd go through them really, really quickly, refill them, go through them. So we bought, you know, we've been buying the 80-ounce refillable hand soap from Sam's Club. They come in a two-pack, and they're 80 ounces per jug. And we went to adapting a mason jar, like a quart jar, an antique bluish-colored quart canning jar, a mason jar, with a lid and a pump adapted to the lid of that. Now, that worked really well. But now we literally just use the jug. And, you know, we're not concerned about what people might think if they come over the kitchen or to our house, and it doesn't happen very often. Sergey comes here, and he's used to us, so that's all right. But we have a 80-ounce jug right at the kitchen sink with a pump that came from when we had our expos. We would buy ketchup in these Sam's Club dispensers where you pump the ketchup onto the food. And that pump fits perfectly on the 80-ounce jug of liquid soap. So it works perfectly. And so I just wanted to let you know, if you have a high-volume use and you keep refilling those decorative little containers, and even a quart size is not big enough, this is the answer. So I just wanted to share that with our class.
Which one do you buy it from them, Vince? Do you buy their brand or do you buy Dawn?
No, we buy the house brand. The Members Mark is fine. A lot of Members Mark products are outstanding. A lot of them. I don't know about all of them, but a lot of them are. So we buy the house brand from Sam's, and it works great.
Well, I read something, and I was going to try it, but I read something that a couple women wrote in that they used the Great Value brand, and they really liked it. And they said it was comparable to Dawn. So I'm going to either do that or I'm going to try the Member's Mark and see if I like it just as well.
Yeah, now we do not use the clear antibacterial because from what I've read, that's really harmful. The antibacterial ingredient is harmful to your skin and to your body because ultimately some of it gets absorbed. So we just use the milk-colored liquid soap, and it works really, really well. And we could use a bar, but the problem is we wash our hands so often that the bar would just turn into mush because it would be wet, you know, overnight, every couple of minutes. So the liquid soap really, really works for us. That's the 80-ounce liquid soap refill jug from Sam's. That's what we used. Oh, we'll be right back.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war, now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you're not alone. Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing that preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops. Jesse Kershesky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
It's 5 Minute University and Domestic Engineering today. Kathy, you had mentioned a crock pot earlier in today's class, and I wanted to tell you that I did some measuring. And I wanted to know how much electricity a rival crock pot uses. Now, we have a couple of them, and we were able to get them very inexpensively at the time when nobody wanted them, like $5 a piece. And so we have one model that has a non-removable crock. So when you cook in it, you power cord and everything, you put it over the sink, and you put water in it and detergent, and you actually wash the whole pot and container and cord, everything. And the problem with that is no matter what you do, water enters into the heating element and the switch, and ultimately it stops working. So that's not the best one to get. However, so there are two models. One has a removable crock where you just take the crock out and you can wash it in the sink, but not the electronics, you know, the container and the power cord don't get washed. So there's two models, removable crock and a non-removable crock. The non-removable crock uses half of the electricity, roughly speaking, as the one that has the removable crock. And here are the numbers. So the non-removable crock uses 75 watts on low power, on the low switch. Okay? If you turn it to high to cook faster, it uses 125 watts. So low is 75 watts, high is 125. The removable crock on low uses 125 watts on low and 220 watts on high. So let's compare low. So non-removable, 75 watts, removable, 125 watts, almost twice for the removable crock. And on high, the high setting, instead of 125 watts for the non-removable, the removable one uses 220, almost twice. So I wanted to share that with you. And even though it uses twice as much electricity for the non-removable, that's the one to get. I'm sorry, the removable one is the one to get because it'll last longer. And how much does it cost? I'm thinking it costs about maybe 15 cents to cook a roast. 15 cents in electricity for many of you. 15 cents to cook a roast. It's a bargain. It's an absolute bargain. So I just wanted to share that with you. We used 1.24 kilowatts to cook a large roast, like 4 pounds. And, you know, it was one of these things that took hours and hours and hours, maybe 5 hours. 1.24 kilowatts. So at 10 cents a kilowatt, that's 12.4 cents. But many of you pay a little more than that for electricity. And so I'm thinking 15 cents. And in that line of thinking, how much electricity does an electric coffee maker use? You know, if you cook, heat up, let's say, 8 to 12 cups of coffee in the morning with an electric, you know, like a Black & Decker or one of those simple coffee makers, about 2 cents. Kathy, any comments?
Well, crockpot's the way to go. I mean, it really is. You can just put things in there. And, you know, if you have the keep warm feature, that's nice, too, because if it's done and you have to go somewhere or you're not ready, it just keeps it warm. But, you know, Vince, while you were talking, I got online and was looking up the price of crock pots. I don't want a programmable one. I suppose they're nice, but I just want the knob one. That's what I would buy if I had to buy one. But just here's a 5-quart crock pot, $75 for one. Now, they're different prices, but they're running $97, $104. The smaller ones, there's some for $60. Even the ones like with the knobs, you know, they're smaller. But like one's 1.5-quart, it's $32 just for a 1.5-quart.
Jason, am I on?
So, anyway, there's a lot of them that I would say if you can get the ones even at a garage sale or a thrift store, you can just go ahead and, I mean, I've gotten them for $3 and $4. Now they're $5 and $6, but even so, we have an outlet at our thrift store, and I just plug it in. And I wait a couple minutes to see if it warms up. And the nice thing is our thrift store, they test them. And they always say, you know, works. Or sometimes if there's an issue, they will say, you know, have an issue. So, anyway, I just talking about crock pots. Vince, I don't know if you're there.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hang up the telephone right now, Jason. Okay, I just hung up the telephone. The internet came back. Isn't that nice? So I just came back. And so, by the way, Kathy, is the clarity of my voice better now, or was it better before when I was on the telephone?
No, it's better. It's better now.
Okay, great. Okay, so, class, I think you ought to consider getting a couple things. Salt and a crock pot. And, Kathy, did I hear you right, $75 for a crock pot?
Oh, they're even more. Now if you get the ones that are programmable, here's the 6-quart for $111. Now it just depends. I don't want a programmable one, but just the one with the knob. Now it's a big one. There's an 8-quart that's $70, but even the smaller ones, a 6-quart, $62. And that's just a standard crock pot with a knob. It doesn't have any push buttons on it. Actually, I was just with my sister, and she found it looked brand new. It was the crock pot, the big round one, and I think it was a 6 or 7 quart. It didn't even look, had the manual with it. It didn't really look like it was ever used. Got it for $7, and because she said, boy, mine's really old, and I think it's starting to, it doesn't always heat, seem like it heats up like it should, so I said, well, you just better grab it. That's a great price.
Yeah.
But
So Kathy, a programmable one. I'm trying to think what I would want a crock pot to do that the one that has a three-way switch, like off, low, and high. I can't imagine what I would want it to do that is not doing. So here's an example. I would not want to put something in it and have it power up, you know, a couple hours later. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't, if I had a job, I would not want to leave this thing running in the kitchen, plugged in, and expect it to do what it's supposed to do, you know, power up and work, you know, without overheating, without causing boilovers. Crockpot's kind of the thing you watch, you know, periodically while it's working. You make sure that you understand how it works, about how long it takes to bring something to a simmer, how long it takes to cook it. It's with experience. It's reading the manual. I would not want to entrust cooking to a programmable device. We don't even make coffee with a programmable device. Ours is programmable, but when we make coffee, we put the water in it. We put the coffee in it, the coffee filter. We hit the start button, and it's sitting on a ceramic tile on rubber feet on the Formica type counter. Because when we've all had coffee, it gets unplugged, not just shut off, unplugged, because we don't want to take a chance of this thing burning the kitchen down or the rest of the house. So we are really, really careful with these appliances, whether they're computerized, have clocks, programmable. The only thing we don't unplug is the stove and the refrigerators, you know, or the refrigerator and freezer. That we don't unplug. But I'm concerned about these things getting confused and causing a fire. I absolutely, positively am. Have we ever had one? No. But other people have. So those are my thoughts on devices that are programmable. Kathy, would you feel comfortable setting a coffee maker to, put the coffee in at night, you know, you're getting ready to go to bed, you go, oh, one more thing, I'll put the water in the coffee maker. Let me put the coffee in the coffee maker basket, and, you know, the filter basket, and then just set it for a half hour before we get up. That way it's all ready and we don't have to go through all that labor of making coffee in the morning. Would you do that?
No. It's a lot of labor, Ben.
You know, I think that's for people who go to work and they get up like at the very last second and they thought, oh, I don't have time to make coffee. Now, if they got up 15 minutes earlier, they would have time to make coffee, right? That means you'd have to go to bed 15 minutes earlier, too.
Well, Vince, we had a situation where we had a bun coffee maker for a while, and I would get the coffee ground in the basket, and I would have the water in the little, there was a little plastic thing that you put the water in, the amount that you wanted, and then all you'd have to do in the morning is just open up the thing and pour it in. So, that would be easy for somebody going to work. I mean, it's all ready to go, but you just pour the water in, and then you shut the lid, and then it works.
That's a different animal, I believe, because we had one, too, for our expos, and it's a different animal because it's got a heater that heats the water, so the water's always hot in that thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
And when you add more water, you're just replacing the water that is already heated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of a different animal. We have one of these, I don't know, $20 Black & Decker, very, very basic. And I really like it because there's not too much to go wrong with it. There really isn't. And I think they work about 15 years for us, maybe longer. We still have all of them. We still have the original carafe from 18 years ago when we started using one of them here. And our son just said, you know what? One of these things might break, so let's get two. So we have two. So one of these days, I'll take it apart and look at the one that didn't work. It worked, but not as well. So I'll take a look at it and see what happened to it.
Yeah.
Kathy, do you have something else on your list?
Yeah. Vince, I wanted to talk a little bit more about, before we never got to it, but I did want to talk a little bit about how to store some of your produce to make it last longer. Now, these things that I'm talking about are things that I would not wash until I'm going to use them. And the first one is mushrooms. Now, a lot of times you get mushrooms and they come in a little plastic container with a plastic on them. I would take that plastic off. And you can store them in the crisper or unwashed, you can store them in like a quart mason jar. And they would last longer that way, but I wouldn't keep the plastic on them.
All right, we'll be right back with some more food.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
As you know, Kyle and Kathy alternate weeks, and Kyle had something come up, and he was unable to make it this weekend, this Thursday, today, and next Thursday. So Kathy immediately jumped in, no notice whatsoever, and is teaching class with us today. So if you want to know a little bit more about what USA Prepares is like, now you know. Kathy, thank you for doing that. You were talking about food storage. Please continue.
Oh, you're welcome, Ben. The other one that you would not want is to wash, you can refrigerate them. Now, Brussels sprouts, they're going to last a long time. But let's say you bought more than you can use, or you bought them on sale and you said, I'm just going to wait a couple weeks. You can do the same thing with those. I would always look at them, and if some of the leaves are starting to yellow, I would take those off. But those you can store in a mason jar. Now, obviously, it depends on how many you have. But if you can, if you have the room for those, I would store them. They're going to last a little longer. Cabbage is another one that you wouldn't want to wash until you're going to use it. Garlic is another. I would just store garlic in a some kind of a container where it can get a lot of air. I wouldn't cover it. I just keep mine in my spice cabinet, and it lasts pretty well that way. Onions are another one, and potatoes. And those, I'll mention it again just in case somebody didn't hear the last class, but you don't want to store them together, and you want to store them at least 3 to 5 feet apart. And make sure they're open and they're dry. Like I do use those baskets the boxes that you can get from produce. I use those, but I also have a couple that they sort of look like a small, milk crate tote. They're open. And as long as it's not real deep, I've stored some of my onions in there that I keep in my pantry, and they last a long time. I'm real happy with those. So, that I would say on those that you can keep all those that I mentioned, except for the mushrooms, so the other four or five, those will keep a long time. And then some of the things that we talked about before were the greens, and those there again, it's the same thing. It's moisture and oxygen are going to make them deteriorate. If you store lettuce or spinach and it's got moisture on the inside of the bag, I have used those green bags before. Those seem to work pretty well. But when I mentioned, I went through this the last class we had where you soak them in, use a large bowl of water, 2 tablespoons of vinegar. That kills the mold spores and some of the bacteria. That helps. And then you want to rinse it and spin them dry in a lettuce spinner. And then you lay them out on terry cloth towels and really let them dry. I mean, if you put them away with moisture, they're going to not last very long. So I would say if you can, like even I've even taken a towel, I put one on the bottom when I've got like all the spinach or lettuce, and I put one on the top, and I'll just sort of roll it up and sort of tap it gently and get the moisture out. And then I leave it on my counter for 3 or 4 hours till they're dry, because anybody that's gone through their produce can, you know, you have all this like, oh geez, you know, it's all rotten, I have to throw it away. So, and the other thing is this is really, it's kind of a, I think it's just a necessary thing we have to do is just go through and check your produce. You know, are your apples getting soft? Are your tomatoes getting soft? I still have tomatoes for my garden. Now, what I did, my last plant, I think I got 30 or 40 tomatoes off of that plant. And I got it before we had a hard freeze. And what I did, Vince, was I took the vine. Like, you know how on the end of a tomato you might have 5 or 6 tomatoes kind of hanging there? I just clipped the vine about 6 inches away from there. And I laid them in my box. And I laid them in a nice dry area in the garage. And they're almost all of them have ripened just beautifully. I had to throw a couple away, and I think those ones got affected by the frost. But I still have, there's some that are greenish orange, and they're ripening real slow. So I've been using things with tomatoes. We've had like BLTs and tacos and have them on my salads and tomato sandwiches. So right now I'm just still trying to use those up. But that's something you can do next year if you have them. I mean, I like that technique. I felt like if you, I could be wrong, Vince, but I feel like if I pull them off the vine, they don't last as long. I don't know about you, Vince. How do you bring yours in?
I think you're absolutely right. Kathy, let me ask you this in the final few seconds we have of today's class. Would you and your family feel comfortable not having a garden?
No. No, not at all.
I mean,
not today.
If you did not have a garden, you'd have to go to the supermarket, the grocery store, the farmer's market for produce, right?
Yeah.
Or you'd have to be dependent on a neighbor's garden. I guess the point I'm trying to make, class, is that having a garden is absolutely positively required for your continued survival. If you want to have top quality food, and you know what it contains, you got to grow it yourself. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.